All right, we're live here in studio because I've just said to everyone, all right, guys, challenge me with 1 Corinthians 13:4. And they're like, only you, Owen.
Owen is like the master
of long scriptures.
Of long scriptures, yeah. Yeah. I've got it under wraps.
I mean, it helps me, guys. I don't know. Like, for me, like, learning scripture like this challenges me because, like, in the moment, I'm like, okay, Lord, I can see, like, I'm trying to be selfish right now and I'm trying to be doing this right now. Okay, so let's go straight into it and let's see if you guys can test me out, okay? You guys ready?
Uh-huh. Yes, we are. Luke, go for it.
Actually, I was just going to say, just dive into it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4.
All right, let's go.
And here's the thing.
Yes.
No errors.
No errors.
Ah, come on. All right. Come on.
It's Owen.
I'm on your side.
Okay, okay. You know what? We'll give you grace.
I'm closing my eyes, guys.
Paper
is done. All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, love endures long. It is patient and it is kind. It is not envious, nor does it boil over with jealousy. It is not boastful, vainglorious, and does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly.
Hey.
Love, that is God's love within us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking.
Hey.
It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it and pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love does not rejoice in injustice, but it rejoices when right and truth prevail.
Come on now.
Love. Ooh, don't tell me. I've got this.
You got it.
Right and truth prevail. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless regardless of the circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, becomes obsolete, or comes to an end.
Very good.
You probably
only skipped like your love bears up under anything and everything that comes, and there was another one, but you literally read the whole thing.
No, man.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. And you know what's crazy about this, right? Is that this is the amplified version.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means that it has added
and then it explains and that's
it
what he did.
Down.
And then he breaks those down.
I mean,
that's something like, it's only, I can't crucify you for that little, not even a sentence, just a bit of a line.
Yeah.
And there was another one I think you also noticed at the start, but I'm just like,
God, Professor Owen.
Well, I hope I inspired.
Yes, definitely.
Because this is honestly what Challenge for Change is about. It's about actually taking the challenge.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's going to take effort. It's going to take work. But this is like what everything in our lives that really matters actually takes. And for me, the Word of God, what better place to put your effort, your energy into so that you can really have everything that you need to. Okay.
Perfect.
Now, let's jump straight through to, I'm going to test you each on one.
Okay.
Luco, John 15:12.
I don't know it, friend.
All right, I'll give you a clue. This is my commandment.
Yes. That you love one another as I have loved you.
That's right.
I think so.
That is it. All right, straight to you. So 1 John 3:17.
Okay. If anyone has I'm gonna paraphrase that, okay. Huh?
That's okay, go for it.
If anyone has goods, yet closes his heart to his brother in need, how does God's love abide in him?
Come on. That's right.
You know what I mean? Let's go.
Just because of the world, but that's exactly it.
Oh yeah.
And I love that scripture for today, because today is almost the beginning of a completely new month, and this month of December is definitely that month where we give, you know. And it's like, so I was actually chatting with someone the other day, and they were saying, man, I kind of feel bad, like, because sometimes I drive past people. It's like, I'm sure you guys have experienced this. You drive past or walk past people
definitely.
And you're just like, man, I want to help, but I'm not sure if I can trust what I'm giving, if it's going to go to the right place. But now I feel bad because I'm not giving. And you know what? I was realizing right there in that moment that even if that happens, God might be just showing you there's some other way that you can give.
There's a platform that you can give to.
Not only to that person, but I'm talking specifically maybe to that person.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to take out cash and give it to them. You might have food that you can give. You might actually can just stop.
Sure.
Roll down the window. Give your time and say, hey, listen, do you know that Jesus loves you?
Come on.
Like, are you okay? Can I pray for you? And I know it's like a short moment, but like you
when
can
you're
take,
in the traffic lights, yes. Before you know it, they've opened up again.
Yeah. But like that, giving that kind of love and just saying, man, I care about you. Do you know Jesus loves you?
Yeah.
That can actually take someone straight through and just, can you imagine the lasting impression on that person? Like, wait, someone actually stopped, told me Jesus loves me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and then all of a sudden you've taken their hand straight to God. You can't help them in their situation, but Jesus can.
Yeah, man. And just to add, you know, on that, I remember hearing someone speak on this and saying that you don't have to worry about what the person you're giving to is going to use what you're giving to them for. Right? And let's speak about
it's
monetary
like
terms, right?
Release. Yeah, you've given it, release.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let it be about you, your part. You're seeing someone in need. Mm. What they do is now their own journey.
Yeah.
Or what they do with it is their own now accountability with God. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying, like, especially because people will say, oh, I'm going to give him that money. He's going to go drink it. He's going to smoke it.
Yes.
Release it.
Release
your
that. Exactly. That's the thing. Because how many times have we prayed to God, right? Asking for money, to be specific. And we had an intention of, Lord, I want to use this money for this.
Come on.
You know, Lord, I want to even tithe. And then you get the money. You don't even do. You know, none of that you asked for, but God gave it to you.
Have you been entirely faithful with the gifts that God has given you?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. No.
You know, one time here in the scripture, I love that sentence there. It says, if you close your heart, and I think that comes down to the main cracks. Your heart has to be pliable to the Holy Spirit. It has to be sensitive to that prompting. This is what I want you to do in this moment. You know, and that shows love. That shows love. So, man, if you guys want to step out and actually make that like challenge in yourself, I'm going to love today. This is the challenge this month. I'm deciding to love. Man, do it.
Yeah.
Find a way that you can do it. Here on Impact, there's that shoebox challenge. Send, like, just message here at Impact on our WhatsApp on, what's it,
0713640376.
There it is. SMS. And just see how you can help out with the shoebox. And we will let you know on all the details that you can help out with that. Or you can find some another place that you can do that as well. But that's Challenge for Change for the month. Don't forget about this challenge because it's all about love. The whole gospel is about love.
Yeah.
And if you miss that, you miss everything. So don't.
Don't miss out on love.
The Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge. It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.